Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
There's some questionable foot behaviour in our midst. I know, sir, because I'm reading mainstream media articles about it. And if the mainstream's writing about it, you better bloody guarantee it's happening. We talked about that. Also, it turns out I wasn't spanked as a child, and maybe I missed out slightly. Everyone else in the team got spanked. I want a spanking. I got a spanking. Who was the barnyard animal? That was a new game. That might be back, actually. That was good fun. Plus, we just had a bit of hilarious, silly fun with coffee jokes. Plus, the world's hardest kiss quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Look, questionable foot behaviour. And you don't have to look too far to just find some behaviour regarding the metatarsals and think, God, I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, but it is questionable. Many ways you can skin this cat. Many ways your feet can get up to no good.
You love a foot.
Do love a foot. Usually I love a foot encased in a high heel. Looks a bit bare just by itself. So I won't be tarred into the very far rung of foot fetish toe suckers. I'm more of a heel and arch appreciator.
An appreciator from a far glass.
Yeah. Look, this story gone viral over the past 24 hours. Passenger disgusted after seeing fellow first class travellers mid-air act. Passenger was caught playing barefoot footsies with her seat companion whilst travelling in first class. Fellow passenger Laura Lake posted the series of images of the couple flirting with their feet during the American Airlines flight. In the first image, the woman's bare feet strokes the male's passenger's bare feet on the other side. Now, I've seen the photos. Don't mind it.
You would say that. So is it like feet over top?
They're both sort of sticking their feet up and out. Like, imagine if you were reclined back and then you raise your whole leg and foot up sort of in the air. They're both mashing their feet together.
Ooh.
Like, sort of massaging each other's feet with the other foot.
How is that something you do on a plane, let alone first class?
Yeah, these are people that just let their feet do the talking. These are people that aren't aware of anyone else around, snapping photo opportunistic opportunities, reporting them to the sun. Don't mind it. Questionable foot behaviour, don't get me wrong.
Very questionable.
Well, who's to say whether you can massage another person's feet with your other foot on an American Airlines flight 30,000 feet in the air in first class? But that's what we're talking about on 13 10 60.
Questionable foot behaviour. Questionable foot behaviour. Questionable foot behaviour. Behaviour.
Like I said, you don't need to look too far for questionable foot behaviour. Also, a woman last month who was caught picking the dead skin from her feet during a flight and dropping it on the floor.
Oh, that's way more rank.
That's a lot more questionable. I'd almost draw a red line through that one, saying that's not on.
That is not on a plane. Imagine sitting next to that person.
Yeah, very interesting. Producer Jack, you ever experienced any questionable foot behaviour?
I did the other day when I was at the movies and some rank woman behind me kept putting her bare feet like in between the seats
next to me.
She was sitting behind me, but she kept putting her seats on my armrest.
Oh no. So
disgusting.
Your elbow skin would have touched her like foot skin.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't get off the fact that he's got some rank woman's foot behaviour.
Does have a tinge of rancid around it. And producer Jack doesn't throw out the R word willy-nilly, by the way. So this has really got to him. I think because the shoes aren't on the feet. That's what really turns it into more than questionable foot behaviour, just full the way to wrong foot behaviour. The shoes are on? Questionable.
No, the shoes were off.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's inappropriate.
I know. Easy there. He's very frazzled. Look, in my own bedroom, tell me if this is questionable foot behaviour, guys. In my own bedroom, probably once a month, I trim my toenails. And I'll be sitting on my bed. I'll get my toenail clippers. I'll trim each one. I'll make a little pile of them. And then I just sprinkle them down the side of my bed, like between the bed and the wall.
Damn it.
That is so rank.
No,
that's disgusting. No, you're rancid.
No.
You are rancid and rank, rancid and rank.
No, questionable, guys. Questionable.
Not questionable. Disgusting criminal behaviour.
Literally every time I move house, I'll move the bed and I dread it because you just see hundreds of toenails in the corners of the room. 13 10 60. What business are your feet getting into? A questionable behaviour. Important we're all on the same page for every different behaviour of the foot tonight. And I think the person's foot who can get in the most questionable behaviour on 13 10 60, Danny Lakey Goody Sack. Whoa, did I just say that?
Big prize.
Did I just drop the G-bomb, guys? Yes, the Danny Lakey Goody Sack with the condoms, the massage oil, the whole lot for the foot that has the most questionable behaviour on 131060. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Questionable foot behaviour. Questionable foot behaviour. Questionable foot behaviour.
We're the Danny Lakey Goody Sack for the most questionable foot behaviour on 131060. The reason we're having this discussion, Shuey Lou, is because as a society, we've never met up and talked around a campfire or community hall and said, guys, what's acceptable with the feet and what's not? It's always shunned under the carpet. Foot fetish people are isolated. Anyone who picks their toenails in public is tarred upon.
Or puts their toenail clippings behind their bed like you do.
Very questionable is what it is.
It's,
and the jury's
more
still
than
out.
Questionable, I will say that.
I don't have a bin in my room. Where are you putting them?
Throw them out the window?
Questionable.
Swallow them? No,
I'm kidding. Questionable. Lauren, in Melbourne, you got some questionable foot behaviour?
I certainly do. A girl next to me in my uni class, right next to me, was sitting there, barefoot, out on the chair, picking her dead skin and that fluff in between her toes, smelling every single bit of it, and 50% of it, she would slowly, and I saw this, put in the corner of her mouth.
No, she did not.
I was gagging.
Oh, my God, that grubby, rancid girl.
But this is the thing. This is happening in universities around Australia. This is higher tertiary education. The creme de la creme, smartest people in the country.
Did she know you could, like, could she see you looking at her?
Oh, I have no, I tried to move as far away from her as I could, but it was in the middle of a really important, like, lecture thing, and it was just,
You can't concentrate on anything when that's happening next to you.
There's a lot of barefoot questionable elements at play there. A lot. Hold the line, Lauren. One lady's hankering and appetite for her own salty foot may score you a Danny Lakey goody sack. Diana in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi.
Questionable foot behaviour?
Oh, my God. It's not me, but my sister, I've caught her a couple of times. She picks her nose with her big toe.
What? How does she get her foot up there? That's impossible.
Yeah. she's a weird one, but, yeah, she manages to get her toe up her nose. And
I'm almost impressed.
Yeah, there's definitely...
It's impressive, but it's gross, I can tell you that.
Is it small big toe or wide set nostril?
Oh, it's a small big toe.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you've got it, flaunt it off.
That's very flexy. Like, I don't think I could get my leg up there.
Yeah, more impressive, to be honest. And I know you were hoping that we'd question it and almost throw it into the ghastly bin, but there are three thumbs up around the studio.
We're impressed with your sister.
We'd love to have her on the show, to be honest. Thanks, Diana. I think it means Lauren in Melbourne for that rancid lady in your tutorial. You win yourself a Danny Lakey goody sack.
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries. The Danny Lakey bubblegum flavoured condom, the Danny Lakey banana flavoured massage oil, the stubby holder, the temporary tattoo, and the bag.
Awesome. Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Very interesting. A discussion that sort of happened today throughout the team. We were just discussing childhoods and what went on and how we were raised. Turns out I'm the only one in the team that wasn't spanked as a youngster. Wasn't in my family's little protocol, hey? I don't think my parents got spanked, and therefore they haven't passed the spanking on to me. And if me or any of my brothers ever have brethren, we won't be passing the spanking down either. The spank stops here.
What was your punishment? Like soap in the mouth?
Nah, didn't get the soap in the mouth either.
But you would have been a little shit as a kid.
I was a little bit of a shit, but I think there was a mutual agreement and a mutual respect that my parents didn't want to harm me with any kitchen utensils, and I decided that, you know, that was a pretty good gig that I got going on, so I respected them and managed to behave myself back. They set down core fundamental values and didn't rely on objects and threats to discipline their children. Crazy, right? Lol. I mean, I'm not a parent. I wouldn't know whether I'm going to discipline them or not with a heavy hand of the law. You can't really these days, though, can you?
No. So I don't know if I actually ever got spanked, but Franco, my dad, would always be going, I'll get you the wooden spoon, Lulu.
Oh, right. He used the threat.
Running around the house.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I think there was one time.
To be honest, I would imagine that the threat of the spank would be just as difficult and as painful as the actual spank.
Terrifying.
It's almost like when you get a needle or you get a vaccination. You're scared sort of in that lead up when they're tying a little bit of rope around your arm and they're like dabbing you with a little bit of antiseptic. You're like, shit. And then once the prick happens, like, oh, okay, well, that wasn't too bad. Producer Jack, I mean, you've come from a long line of convicts and criminals.
Spankers.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were spanked every day.
I was spanked, but only like with the hand, like on the bum.
Right.
So it wasn't like anywhere else on the body and with no utensils or anything like that.
Okay.
But yeah, spanking was a big thing, you know, and like if you're getting chased with a hand, you know
you're running fast.
And I think the smack was worse than the chase.
Well, we've got a low-range spanky in producer Jack, but you were also saying that your cousin was a high-range spanky.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my cousin was really naughty, and my uncle would always just whip off his thong, chase her, and just...
Not the thong!
I've been imagining a him all day.
No, it was a her. And we'd always just get a thong to the ass.
Oh, no.
Thong would hurt, that rubber.
God. I mean, I never realised how widespread the spanking was, let's say like 25 to 50 years ago. And usually we have like little meetings on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Who is our listener? You know, what are they doing? Are they renting a unit or are they on a mortgage? Do they have children? What TV shows are they watching? Really get to know the listener. And I always put down on my whiteboard, never got spanked. Turns out they probably did get spanked. And I think on 131060, it's probably time for a bit of spank chat and some spank-related caller topics. What were you spanked with?
What were you spanked with, everybody?
Ah! Yeah, was it just the hand? Were there some utensils involved? A nice little thong?
I think you'll find that most people who got spanked are actually thankful for the spankings, like looking back on it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Taught them a lesson.
Yeah, you don't hear too many people complaining about a spank from 30 years ago. I'll give you that much. Well, what were you spanked with?
I'd say the wooden spoon will be a big one.
Yeah.
I reckon that was a good threat.
God, I'd love to know if parents were getting creative in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just going into that third drawer saying, oh, what's the doctor ordered today? Sit there, Timothy, and take it like a man. What were you spanked with?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What were you spanked with, everybody?
Yeah, what were you spanked with? I couldn't believe that every single person in the Danny Lakey Late Show team was spanked as a child. Apart from me, your dearest. Never even crossed my parents' line.
You'd be doing some spanking now.
Oh, what I lacked in spanky behaviour as a youngster, I more than make up for in spanker behaviour as a fully grown consenting adult. Yes, indeed. Never been into a pain thing, though. Never been into that. But you were threatened with a spank.
Yeah.
And one time, Franco, he decided to take it the full swag.
Yeah, light tap with the old wooden spoon.
On your behind.
On my behind.
Producer Jack, he was getting spanked left, right and centre. And his cousin was copping vicious accessories. Not only is his uncle's hand, or her uncle's hand. How old was this girl?
She was like, I don't know, 5, 6.
How has she turned out? How old is she now?
She'd be, yeah, about 20 now.
Disciplined, obviously.
Yeah, but she was, yeah, she deserved every smack, thong that she got.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go to some calls on 131060 about what you got spanked with.
We've actually got a wee surprise for you. If what the callers say they were spanked with, if we've got it here, you're getting spanked.
Hang on, producer Jack's bringing in a bag now. A whole heap of...
Yep, so don't look.
Oh, those are common things.
Yeah, well, if they're said, then you're getting spanked, and I'm doing the spanking.
All right, Taylor, on 131060, what'd you get spanked with?
I got spanked with a spatula as a child.
Jesus! Hey, shooey lad! Once each spank, please. It was a one spank, wasn't it, Taylor? You don't get two spanks. That's abuse.
No, you got as many as you were told to give it.
What? No, a one spank rule, please. And my safe word is chicken nuggets, by the way, Shooey Louie. Melissa in Sydney, what were you spanked with as a child?
I was spanked with a thong.
A thong.
The flip flop. Yeah.
Is there any flip flops? Oh God, the grit. Shooey Louie. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
That one stinks. Can we rotate cheeks, by the way? We're not just going to hit the same sweet spot every single time. Jane in Melbourne, what were you spanked with?
I had a wooden spoon broken over my behind. I was spanked that much.
I'm hearing wooden spoon, and I definitely didn't hear the broken over the behind part.
Yeah.
No need for that. No need to spank so hard. That! You, stop! Once! Once! And that's not even a wooden spoon!
Oh, we had to spike.
What are you doing bending the rules? Thanks, Jane. Rosie, in Melbourne, what were you spanked with?
I was spanked with a belt, and it was the worst when it was from the buckle end.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, no Rosie. Buckles. No buckle. And it's a cold, chilly night in the studio. Ah! Chewy Louie! Jesus. You still would be scouring up from that. I bet your bum's got welts from yesterday's past, Rosie.
No, it's all good now.
Interesting. Jordan in Morrowfield. Last call. We're not just spanking me all night. What did you get spanked with?
I got spanked with a frying pan.
No need. No need for that. What, your household never had any wooden spoons, spatulas, fly sprays and thongs?
I came home from wagging school and...
Alright, I'm coming round with the fry pan.
No, Chewy Louie. No.
I was giving me a serving and, Nan came around the corner and spanked me with a frying pan.
No need. No need for that. I get things were different in the 70s, but no need for a frying pan, for goodness sake.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Bit of a game. New game alerts. They're probably best to play the new game alert siren. There we go. Everyone's now on the same page. This is everyone's favourite game, I'd say.
It's time for everyone's favourite game. Who is the barnyard animal?
Bit of barnyard fun. All hell's broken loose in the barnyard, guys. Myself, Chewy Louie, and producer Jack. Now, we will be making barnyard sounds next. And it is up to you, the listener, to guess who is making said barnyard sound.
I feel like it's going to be really easy to tell me.
You must try and put yourself in a neutral barnyard sound position.
Just feel the animal. Be the animal.
So, for example, if the barnyard animal was a dog, let's say, I would recommend for you, instead of just using your natural voice and going, woof, like, try and be more like something that all of us could probably replicate. That's good, because we're going to try and trick the listener.
Also, I've got a very deep voice.
You do.
I sound like I've smoked a peck of dough.
That's true. And producer Jack's got quite a high-pitched voice, so that's going to work in our favour as well.
Could be mistaken for each other.
If you'd like to play the barnyard animal guessing game, give us a call on 131060. There are prizes up for grabs if you can successfully guess who indeed is making the barnyard sound. Season passes to 5 feet apart. Season passes to the pet cemetery. That's probably more appropriate, isn't it? For this game, at least. Guess the barnyard animal and who's making the sound. We'll do it next for your Friday on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time for everyone's favourite game. Who is the barnyard animal?
Yeah, who is the barnyard animal? On 131060, we're going to play a good old-fashioned nursery rhyme. Old MacDonald. Of course, he had a farm. There are plenty of animals on there. The barnyard. It is up to the listener to guess which one of us, and myself, producer Jack, and Chewy Louie, is making the barnyard sound effect. Are you ready to go, Katrina? You're the very first person to play who is the barnyard animal.
Yes, I'll try.
Yeah, just tell us. After we've done the animal act, you've just got to tell us who made the sound. If so, you win
and
a season pass to Pet Cemetery. Me, Chewy Louie, and producer Jack.
All right.
Yes. All right, here we go. Bit of old McDonald's. I wonder what barnyard will start off with.
I'm nervous.
And I wonder who will do the first barnyard sound effect.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a pig. E-I-E-I-O. With an here and an there. Here and there and everywhere. And old MacDonald had a farm.
So who made the pig sound effect, Katrina?
Okay, it'll be the girl enough to get her name.
Chewy Louie.
Yeah.
Incorrect, I'm afraid it was me. Oh, well. Aaron from Newcastle, you are up.
I reckon it was you, mate.
No, you're doing a different animal, by the way.
And on that farm he had a duck. E-I-E-I-O. With an
quack, quack.
Here and an
quack, quack.
There, here and
quack.
There and
quack.
Everywhere and
quack, quack.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Aaron in Newcastle. Who do you think it was that just made the quacks?
I reckon it was you, Danny.
Incorrect. Producer Jack. Jack the Quacker.
Yeah, fooled you.
Verity in Newcastle. You are up.
MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a horse, E-I-E-I-O. With an...
Nay!
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Verity in Newcastle. Who was neighing like a horse? Myself, Shuey Louie, or Producer Jack?
Producer Jack.
It was Producer Jack. Hold the line for a prize. Well done, Verity. Congratulations. Amanda, you're up.
Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an here and an here and everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Amanda and Shayla Park, who made the bars?
Shuey Louie.
It was Shuey Louie.
Damn it, I was so nervous.
Well done. Final call. Bo in Melbourne, you are up.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. With an
moo
here and an
moo
there. Here and
moo
there and
moo
everywhere. And
moo, moo.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Bo, who was it? Shuey Louie, Producer Jack, or myself?
I think it was you.
It was me.
Yes.
That's such a good game.
Verity from Newcastle and Bo in Melbourne. Yes, indeed. You guys do win prizes to Pet Sematary. Well done. Classic barnyard animal guessing game for a Friday. Maybe back next week.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Is that a bit of coffee lounge jazz?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Sipping on my Americano with a dash of almond milk.
You bet. Well, a bit of coffee jazz for a bit of coffee chat, guys. I was having coffee earlier on today at my local cafe, Jaunt. And it's becoming more and more prevalent these days, not only on the cafe chalkboard outside the coffee shop. On Instagram, I've seen this. Pinterest, perhaps. Just on coffee mugs in general. But just classic, good old-fashioned coffee humour.
Now, the ones on the chalk, yeah,
with
they're
the premise,
out the front.
With the premise of like, oh, just all hell breaks loose if I don't have my coffee.
Inspirational coffee quotes. Yes, queen.
Bit of caffeinated humour. And I don't really care that much in the scheme of things. But I was telling my friend, I was sort of looking at the board and the board said, why sleep when there's coffee? And I looked at it and I just said, oh, I can't stand those coffee messages on the cafe blackboards. Just as the cafe owner was just behind me.
Oh, he heard.
She heard.
Oh, did you get the sass? You get the evil eyes?
You know what? She was pretty good about it. She was just upbeat and bubbly. She probably had about four coffees that day. You know what she says to me? She just goes, it's just a bit of hilarious, silly fun. I said, is it now?
That's what she seemed
bit
to
of
you.
Hilarious, silly fun.
Bit of hilarious, silly fun with the coffee jokes.
Oh, shine. The board's got a different message every morning. It's just a bit of hilarious, silly fun. So I thought, you know what? This is a hilarious, silly fun show. Why don't we just have a bit of hilarious, silly fun with some coffee jokes?
What's your hilarious, silly fun coffee joke? Hilarious, silly fun coffee joke.
And 131060, if you've seen any of these hilarious, silly, fun coffee gags, whether it be on the blackboard outside the cafe, whether it be on your Pinterest and Instagrams, whether it be on a coffee mug, call up.
I saw one on a what's called chalkboard. It said, coffee because adulting is hard.
Oh, just a bit of fun.
So much fun.
Bit of fun.
Hilarious fun.
That's hilarious and silly. Producer Jack, you ever seen any?
Oh, I've got a hilarious and silly fun one. Any friend of coffee is a friend of mine.
Oh, my God, you're so hilarious and silly.
I mean, if you've just tuned in, you think, what's going on here? A bit of silliness, a bit of fun? Yeah, well, you'd be exactly right.
We're having so much hilarious, silly fun.
I've got a little top three here. Number three, I don't need any. This is on a coffee mug, by the way. Just a little bit of silly fun on the coffee mug. I don't need an inspirational quote. I need coffee.
Yes, queen snaps.
Here's number two. This is one of my favourite ones. I walked past this coffee shop and they had it on a couple of weeks ago. A yawn is just a silent scream for coffee.
Hilarious.
Better get a coffee. You know what? I did yawn. I guess that is a silent scream for coffee. Bit of hilarious, silly fun. My favourite one I've ever heard or seen. Pilates? I thought you said pie and lattes.
No, I draw the line at that hilarious silly fun.
Bit of hilarious silly fun on 13 10 60. You know what? The most hilarious silly fun coffee humour that we can get. Danny Lakey goodie sack tonight.
Yeah, dish one out.
Yeah, it's about time. I mean, it's hilarious silly fun little goodie sack bag, isn't it? A little bit of hilarious silly fun merch. Makes sense we do a hilarious silly fun coffee joke to give one away. If you know something, give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What's your hilarious, silly, fun, coffee joke? Hilarious, silly, fun, coffee joke.
Yeah, a bit of hilarious, silly fun. 13 10 60 with your coffee jokes. I was in a cafe earlier on today and I caught the whiteboard, or the blackboard outside. Most cafes have them these days, with a classic bit of coffee humour. And this one just said, why sleep when there's coffee? I said to my friend, God, I can't stand these blackboards with all this coffee humour on it. Makes me sick. And the upbeat cafe owner, just it's just a bit of hilarious, silly fun.
So hilarious, so silly. It's so fun.
I looked into her barista eyes and said, is it really? That's interesting. I never found hilarious, silly or fun, but I'll take your word for it. Just a bit of hilarious, silly fun. Candice in Maroochydore. Hello.
Hey, how are ya?
Yeah, just having a bit of hilarious, silly fun with the coffee stuff. What have you seen on a coffee blackboard?
So, I have OCD. It's obsessive coffee disorder.
Oh, Candice, that's hilarious.
Because I thought you were going to say compulsive, and I see the silly, hilarious twist you did.
So hilarious.
It's the coffee thing.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. you literally can't start your day without a coffee. It's relatable.
No.
It's just hilarious, silly fun. Igor in Cranbourne. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good night.
Yeah,
good,
great.
Good night.
Great night. Fantastic. Just a hilarious, silly, yet fun night.
Very nice jingle.
Mm. Huh?
Mm. A very nice jingle for this segment.
Yeah. Thank you. I put a lot of time and effort into those jingles. It means a lot. Cheers, Igor. What's the hilarious fun?
Yeah. What coffee does Beyonce drink?
What coffee does Beyonce drink? I wouldn't know.
All the single lattes.
Oh!
That is hilarious, silly, and fun.
This is, I love that. I mean, Eagle's just an old-fashioned girl with a bit of old-fashioned, hilarious, silly fun. Tori, hello.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good. Just having a bit of hilarious, silly fun.
How are you, Tors? You having some silly fun?
Good. I'm having so much fun.
What's the coffee humour?
Well, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy coffee, and that's practically the same thing.
Hilarious.
Bit of silly fun. Hilarious. I like that one. I like it a lot. I think that's getting the Danny Lakey goodie sack tonight on 13 10 60. God, love a bit of hilarious, silly fun. Maybe we can do it with red wine next week.
But first, coffee.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest kiss quiz on 13 10 60. Every single answer has the word or sound kiss in there somewhere. Due to a YouTuber wanting to become famous by kiss singer's half sister.
I owe you guys a crazy video, and in this one, I'm gonna try to kiss my sister.
Anything for a view, anything for a like. Some people. Question number one, a phrase used meaning to become friendly again after a fight or disagreement. The fastest fingers through was Emily in Brisbane. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Good old Em, the emulator. The peanut M&M. The M train. The empty beer can. MC Hammer. The embryo. The Roman Empire. The Ecuadorian embassy that released Julian Assange. What's the answer to question number one?
Kiss and make up.
Oh, yeah. Kiss and make up is correct. Why don't you two just kiss and make up? You know you want to be together. All right, she does have a point. Come here. Oh, friends again. Yeah, friends. If you're a small lad, not wanting to say goodbye to your grandma after a family barbecue, what may your mum make you do?
Kiss her on the cheek?
Yeah, she would. Yeah, my mum would do that. Kiss grandma on the cheek. Go on. Kiss your grandma on the cheek with Samuel. We're not leaving until you kiss granny on the cheek. If you're at an American sporting match and some smooth jazz is playing on the speakers and you're on the big screen with your partner next to you, what may you be on?
Kiss cam.
Kiss. Cam is correct. I yearn to be on a Kiss cam. I really do. It's one of those bucket list experiences that I'd like to treat myself to. A PG-rated taunt. Incorrect. I need an answer. Mel in Newcastle. A PG-rated taunt.
A kissing scene?
No. No, like a PG-rated insult or like a bite back sort of thing. Emily in Melbourne.
Hi, guys.
Heya.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Do you know the answer?
Is it kiss my ass?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss
my ass is correct. Kiss my ass. Why don't you just shove it where the sun don't shine and kiss my ass?
I don't have all night now. Kiss my ass.
All right. Easy there. Vicious now. Final question. You can score yourself the Love Honey Vibrator tonight. The most popular of all the Nikki Webster bangers.
Oh, God. Nikki Webster.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry Kisses.
The best one. And I don't think Nikki Webster's even began to peak yet. You mark my word. She's got another couple of songs in her. Congratulations to you. A Love Honey Vibrator, all yours. Thanks to lovehoney.com.au. You can experience that extra buzz in the bedroom.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I've been missing your strawberry kisses. Nothing that sweet that tastes just like me, baby.
I've been missing your strawberry kisses.
Shut up, Sam Mack, weird weatherman on Sunrise.
Strawberry Kisses 2017.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And that is the end of the show for another night and another week. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook for some of the most feisty adults online. And Shuey Louie will figure out a moment of the show. Final thought, guys. This is actually more of a final fact tonight, because you guys are arguing with my thoughts too often. And instead of doing a thought, I will present a fact. Not sure how many people know this, but in Korea, when a baby is born in Korea, they're already 1 year old. So they're not zero like in other countries. The Korean tradition has them as 1 year old. And then the second the next year comes, on January 1st, they turn two. Every baby born, you know, the next year, everyone has their birthday on January 1st, essentially. And then they also have their real birthday, which is going to confuse
so
you guys
two
a lot.
Birthdays.
No, they don't really.
I would like that.
That's just when they're age.
I kind
changes.
Of get it because, say, now I'm 27, but I'm actually in my 28th year of being on this earth.
Yep. So you would have turned to it. Yeah, you'd be 28 on the 1st of January and you'll still celebrate your 28th birthday.
I've been there for a solid 27, though.
Yeah. Well, except you'd be 28 because you'd be one already and not zero.
Yeah, right.
So if you had a baby in Korea on December 30th, by the time January 1st rolls around, 2 days later, they're already 2 years old.
So they don't get two birthdays?
No, they don't get two birthdays.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah, my mind is blown.
Oh, yeah. Final fact. Oh, yeah. So, tough titties with chicken schnitties.
In the news today, a mum has have been slammed after posting a picture of her daughter's birthday party food to Facebook.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, the food included like fast food, lollies and soft drinks, like all the best kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it had everything. She had like 5 buckets of KFC. She had like 10 tubs of Thai.
Yeah.
Soft drink. She went and got chips from McDonald's. She went and got pizzas from Domino's.
Yeah, it's like a birthday party.
No, you don't need to do a bloody pub crawl. You don't need to do a pub crawl
with
fast
food. You can't like, no, I'm saying you can't go overboard. She's doing great.
No, she's
no
not.
Way you your overboard. Kids kombucha and turmeric.
No, they can have Domino's pizza, but I'm not just going to go around and pick up my favourites from every fast food franchise in the city. It was disgusting.
Well, she's copying a lot of flack for it online.
Good.
But it was disgusting.
People actually kind of agree with her. Rachel on Facebook wrote, "What else are you supposed to eat at a party? Sushi? There is nothing wrong with junk food at a party. And if you're overly worried, then have like a cheese, carrot and celery and a dip platter as well. Honestly."
Nah,
You can add the little dip platter if you want. Healthy dip platter.
Yeah, and take away one of the 18 cuisines she's shoved on the table for those 8-year-old little mouths.
Glyn, I'm not sure if that's a man or a woman.
Okay.
Glyn wrote, the problem with the world today is that everybody is so busy minding everyone else's business, they haven't the time to mind their own.
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah. Glyn.
Well done, Glynny. Chewy Louie, moment of the show.
When we did hilarious coffee phrases.
Just a bit of hilarious, silly fun.
What coffee does Beyonce drink?
What coffee does Beyonce drink? I wouldn't know.
All the single lattes.
Oh!
So good. That is hilarious, silly, and fun.
I love that. Don't mind it at all. That is the end of the show, end of the week. We'll be back Monday, of course. A big show. David Schwimmer, he'll be calling in. Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show, as well as Constantino. Have a good weekend. Bye.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.